Yeah, they asking who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the best in your town. Somebody's town. We're taking it on the road, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not. What's up, everybody? It's MJ. And he's back. He had to take another beating. My buddy Chris is back in the building for another beatdown.
A glutton for punishment.
And he brought a friend. So he's going to introduce his buddy Adams here. And we're going to sit down and have a great conversation.
Yeah. This is my political cabinet right here. There we go.
So here's the deal, y'all. It's less than 90 days left till the big day. And I've literally been trying to keep a diary of it. And just so I know that I am not bat shit crazy, y'all. Like, I am not bat I wanted to bring in some friends and, you know, have them tell me I'm crazy. So I decided to invite more. So everything happens and, you know, we're just multiplying, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about today? I'm just taking it day by day. Adam, how are you?
I am great.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, dude.
And as people try to sit here and figure out, like, what the fuck are they going to do? What the fuck are they doing? Basically, guys, all this is we decided we had an idea. Let's get on the porch. Let's invite some more friends. Let's have a conversation about what's going on. And let's just a bunch of guys just having a talk. So we decided to invite Adam. And the reason why is because we have a lot of affinities before we get into the real talk. We have so many affinities, including this one that I'm just learning about, on what's going on in the world. But yeah. I'm explaining. Adam is a he used to be. You're not biohacking anymore.
I mean, I still take plenty of supplements. can that partially biohacking? Still?
How many supplements are you taking right now?
North of 20.
Really?
Yeah, daily. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'm there yet. Like, you're doing the vitamin D, right? So you're doing the vitamin D, A, K, yep. E.
Oh yeah.
And then with magnesium, I'm sure.
No, I've stayed off the magnesium right now. I'm okay without it.
What?
Yeah.
Zinc.
Yep.
What?
Doing zinc.
Vitamin C.
I'm going to try to guess all of them. Vitamin C.
Yeah. Keep
vitamin
going.
C.
There's a few you're not going to guess.
I would say you look like a, you look like you take some, like taurine? Taurine, nope. Maybe? I don't know, bro. Like, what else would there be? I don't know if there's any other supplements other than basic. You said no magnesium. By the way, everybody, we're on Chris's porch. If you hear like weird noises, that's where we're at. Are you taking anything are you taking TRT or anything? Nothing like that, right?
Yeah, I'm on a testosterone, yeah.
Okay, a supplement or okay, so testosterone. What kind is it?
Enclomiphene.
How's it work for you?
Great, yeah.
You notice a difference?
It's hard to say if I really noticed a difference because I was borderline anyways, and they just wanted to get my function.
Borderline low?
Yeah.
Like, what's low?
I'd have to go back and look at my numbers. I want to say it was in the fives or six. I can't.
Shit, dude, I got you beat. I'm way lower than that.
I can't remember. You know, I don't want to put
it's like a golf score. You want to be lower? Lower is better?
No, you want to be higher. Oh, okay. No. You want it to be higher. Higher. Yeah. So, so on that.
So you feel better on that?
I think so. I mean, I think so. There's like anything in life, there's usually multiple converging factors that affect your overall well-being and how you feel. So yeah. I could be on the perfect supplements, but if I sleep like garbage, right, then it's
doesn't matter.
Right? Or if I eat
vice versa,
just complete slop all the time, then it doesn't matter how much sleep I get in my supplements. Like it's all just a harmonious exchange of
what are you eating actions. Right now?
I am very fortunate in the fact that my wife does a lot of cooking, and she follows a paleo type diet for the family.
That's good.
Yeah. So a lot of coconut sugar or almond flour or cassava flour and then organic meat and organic vegetables, organic fruits and things like that. And then bringing it all together and then substituting your milk with almond milk and just all the things that play into that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you what's the supplement that you're taking that you are thinking I wouldn't guess? Probably like I only guess four of them. You're taking 20 of them. So.
I'm on a peptide called BPC-157.
Okay, so... Chris, are you hip to peptides?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Right, there you go. So hit me to the peptide. Like, I've heard
is
a lot
of... Is it peptide? That's what you take when you have indigestion? The like the pink liquid?
That's what I was talking about.
I think that's Pepcid AC. Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound right either.
Oh, you're talking about Pepto-Bismol?
Pepto. There it is.
The pink?
That's it.
Yeah,
pink?
Yeah, yeah, man. No, this is not that.
He
yeah.
said it was Pepto.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about then. Oh, why you gotta bring her into this? Man.
Oh my God.
Now I need some peptides.
All right, yeah. So explain to me about the peptides.
Well,
there's a whole bunch of them.
There's a whole bunch of them, and they are, each of them are able to address an underlying need that you have for your body. I can't wax too poetic on peptides because I don't understand a ton about them, but most of them are injectable. You can get some in pill form. BPC-157 is typically difficult to find in pill form. And
I don't know if I'd take anything, inject anything called BPC-157.
Yeah. Well, I think the government actually just came out and
shit, they gave me 156 by mistake. No, okay.
Well, you got to get it from a compounding pharmacy. So there's a whole process that goes into it. But
no, I gotcha.
But that one is an overall health feeling. And I do about a gram a day. And when I lowered my dose, because I was trying to save some money not that long ago, I've always had wrist pain and like tendon pain in my wrist, and it had gone away, and I'd forgotten about it, frankly. And then I lowered my dose on the BPC, and within a week, my wrist was just back to throbbing. It was wow. And so I popped back on it, and lo and behold, it's
fixed it.
Gone, man. So I'm on that, and then a really strong probiotic called Acromantia that is, I think, a game changer in a lot of ways. And then a few other things, but it's kind of boring. I don't really want to rattle.
No. I really was just, when you said I'm not going to guess, and I was like, I know pretty much a lot of, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I wouldn't have guessed anything about it. Chris is like, I have no idea.
I have no idea what you're saying.
I would say he's not the biohacking fella in the group.
But that's all right.
That's,
we need
that's,
some balance.
That's neither here nor there, man.
Centrum Silver. That's right.
Centrum Silver. Centrum Silver. I don't know if, I mean, I might have to check the ingredients on that, brother. It may not have any of the, look at this. This is the reason why we're doing this on the porch, right? Like his neighbor just walked by and gave him the biggest green pepper you've ever seen.
That's great. Thank you very much, Russ. That's Russ the gardener.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it. This is the reason why Porch Pod is so great. In this great neighborhood that we
hope, does that happen?
That we hope we can keep great, but
that's
I don't
right.
think that we're going in a great place.
Make Decatur greater.
You know, Adam, I mean, Chris and I have been on, and I honestly always love hearing people's points of view as far as what's going on day to day, right?
Yeah.
What do you feel? Like, what's your temperature on where we're at, what we're doing, where we're going? And I'm trying to lighten it up, man.
That doesn't lighten anything up.
Seriously, though, what do you think we're doing, man? Like, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we're in a dream.
I would say I think we're at a fundamental crossroads right now, because I think for the first time maybe in our country's history, we can't even agree on what the ultimate outcome we should seek as a nation should be. We can't agree on like some of the most basic fundamental things, when I believe the way that our country should be set up is we all can agree on the same fundamental principles. The disagreement comes in with the method in which to get there.
What fundamental things would you say would be things that you could rattle off that we're not agreeing on?
Fiscal policy, I think, is, I would say, the...
Why can't we agree on that? Chris, jump in. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, we can't agree because everybody's going to... It actually stems even further from that in terms of, if you just think from a political party perspective, it's how each party is trying to... Their goal is not better fiscal policy for the country. Their goal is a better fiscal party, better fiscal policy for the party to keep that party in power, right? And both sides are guilty of that. There's no one worse than the other. It depends on the the decade we're in. But ultimately,
yeah,
I think so. Fiscal policy is one thing for me too. The foreign wars, the foreign interventions. I'm a history major and I'm a history nerd, and so I really try to look at everything from a historical lens and see how things have gone on in the past. And you know, the truth be told, when you start to look under the covers, America's not really the good guys in the history of the world that we want to portray ourselves. And depending on how far down the rabbit hole you want to go, most of the wars that we've been involved in,
we provoked.
We either let it happen, right? It's sort of the idea of, you know, it's illegal. It's kind of interesting. It's illegal. So we're in Georgia. You can carry a firearm, and we can absolutely even have a two-way conversation. I love those, but we can have a firearm right now and Chris, but what Chris can't do is he can't leave his door open and leave cash on the floor in the doorway and wait for someone to come in to then he can shoot them, right? That's illegal. That's entrapment. That you can't do that. Yet we as a country seem to do that, where we go and push and push and push and then leave this opportunity open. And then we get attacked and then we throw up our arms and say, oh, this is outrageous. We have to respond. I mean, I had always assumed this about World War II, but I never really had the ability to do the research properly and to understand it. But FDR flat out invited the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
And there were internal memos that talk about this.
Yes.
And the U.S. government saying it would be great if they would attack us.
You didn't know
that? Yeah. No. Flat out. Yeah. Because we all...
It goes deeper than that, though. Yeah, and it goes back to what he was saying. If you really want to go down this rabbit hole, but finished. I want you to...
So what's really interesting, why there was always some conspiracy around it, was because when the Japanese attacked, a majority of our fleet was not in Pearl Harbor. They were out on a training mission. So if you think about that through to a logical conclusion, which is there's somebody that is in power that can make these decisions for their own nefarious ideals, then they're going to smartly assume, well, hey, I can just get them to bloody our nose a little bit, but most of the guys will be gone. I'll order them out. And then we'll just have these people, these sitting ducks, just, you know,
sacrificial lambs.
Thank
that's
you.
The, that's the money. That's
and,
the money. That's
yeah. Leaving, and then here we go. And lo open. And behold, right. And then we go in and we declare war on the Japanese and then proceed to roll them up through the islands in some of the most bitter, brutal fighting you've heard of. Some of it was just medieval and ends up to the point where we push them back to the mainland. And then we drop two atomic bombs on them that were unnecessary, as you again, something that I've recently learned about, and frankly was embarrassed because for the longest time I was a staunch supporter of the atomic bomb, because I sort of believed the line that they said,
the propaganda,
correct, that they said, well, if we would have invaded the Japanese islands, we ran the models and it would have been millions of American lives lost because the Japanese don't surrender, that's their culture, right? Which, interesting side note, I love somebody when they talk about the Japanese culture, it's a great saying, it says Japanese culture is like every other culture, just more. And I think that so properly encapsulates their culture, just when you really how they have a tireless pursuit of perfection and whatever it is that they're doing, it's so admirable. And I love that saying. But circling back to my point, though, was that was the justification to drop the atomic bombs, was that going island to island was going to be brutal. When you read the writings of every top-ranking American general, naval commander, Air Force, all of them, Colonel LeMay, George Marshall, all of them, they all said, we don't need to drop these bombs. Like, the Japanese are on their last leg. It's just a matter of time. We dropped them anyway. We didn't need to. And we dropped them in civilian locations, not military. I doesn't defend it, but at least drop the bomb on a munitions factory or an airplane plant or something, right? No, we're just going to drop it in the town square and incinerate 100,000 people. That we don't need to do it. We didn't need to do it.
What was the logic? Why do it then? And
I don't know.
What was the propaganda that was sold?
I don't know. I don't think there was. I don't think they had to propagandize it at the time.
We don't want
to
invade because it's going to be too costly.
That is what the historical perspective has been that I've always understood it as, and bought it hook, line, and sinker. That's how I've always understood it. Now, what do I think? I think it was a combination of some people had some fancy new toys that no one else had, and they wanted to show off. I think
that's an idea.
Is it an election year when this all happened?
No, but
I mean,
that would explain so much.
We needed a reason to enter into World War II, and that was it. That was a reason.
I'm so tired. We needed to find
a
reason.
No,
words.
We found a reason, and that was it. Them and us retaliating entered us into the war. Now, the other part of that, and I don't know if you know much about this, Adam, but at one point, there was a whole bunch of reasons why they bombed us, right? But, you know, the Japanese had a pretty serious opium trade going on in their area, right?
Mm.
And we used to bomb their ships, like just egging them on. You know what I'm saying?
To, I believe it.
Like,
really?
Fuck with me, right? Like, you know how you, as a kid, you always used to poke at your little brother, your sister, and then all of a sudden the motherfucker wakes up and slaps the shit out of you. And you're like, you should have never did that. If you go down some other rabbit holes, you'll find out about that. That was another reason why they kind of entered into this whole, like, we're going to fuck them up and all that shit. But
we need to start another sidebar podcast. Warfield first learns about these conspiracy theories. Rabbit holes. It's just love me it. Being naive long to story. All of these yeah, conspiracies.
But,
all day.
But hold on a second, though. How is it a conspiracy theory? Like, we are, like, right now.
It sounds like it's the truth.
No, but in real life, in real time right now, we're in the middle of, like, we're in the middle of two proxy wars, mm-hmm. soon to be a third,
mm-hmm.
right? We're itching for a reason to enter into something. We're not physically in it. Oh, we're funding it, right?
We're built on a wartime economy.
Yeah, we gotta build those tanks and those airplanes at $40 million a pop.
Right.
Get them over there, get them blown up, get them replaced.
Right.
The Taliban took them all. We got to replace them.
So we're finding reasons. And my whole thing is I don't like being there. Personally, I think it's I think what's scarier is if we are going to continue in this. I mean, we're in these wars. We're in it now. We got to figure out a way to get out of it. Our current situation and its predecessor is not going to help us.
True.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we've seen Biden's way to approach that. And it was an epic fail that's yet to be investigated.
Nor do I think.
He doesn't know how to gracefully exit.
I don't think they're going to respect her either.
Period.
No.
How you feel about it?
Well,
watch your mouth. You're in the neighborhood. You could get sniped.
Listen,
Trump got sniped. You could
signs
get
sniped.
Chris, turn. Oh, look out.
The signs are everywhere.
No, but so we're in the kid. No, who's going to shoot me? No one has guns over here.
That's Atlanta. I do. Dude. Right across the street. That's Atlanta.
The people that do have guns wouldn't want to shoot me.
I don't want to shoot you for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But how do you think? I mean, seriously, like the past 3 years for you versus the previous 4 years. And I know you talk about the whole libertarian thing. And I think what's great, people should know, let's rewind for a second. You're doing this one thing where you're picking one thing a year, apparently. Explain that to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started a year ago doing what I'm calling a learning journey.
Yes.
And I pick one topic and then I spend the entire year consuming content around that topic, whether it's books, podcasts, articles. And just as a aside, I sort of like have a weird hobby of consuming content. That's just something, I don't know where that came from, but I just,
unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
Nerd. The one comment he sent to me, I'm going to pause just for a moment. What about the Ruck talk we did before? He said, this is great, but it drives me crazy. I can't listen to it at 2x speed. That was the one thing that he said, because he listens to everything at 2x the normal speed.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So everything. Listen. Have you ever tried to do this?
No.
I do it at 1.25 now, and I feel like I'm a big deal. And he's doing it 2x. You can listen, everything.
The human brain can process up to, I think, 800 words per minute, something to that effect. The average human speaks 125 words per minute. So your brain, you're tapping into just a small capacity of your brain to consume audio content. So if you take a podcast and you listen to it at 2x speed, well, now all of a sudden most podcasts, like on average, podcasts are anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, right? Well, if you all of a sudden speed that up in one car ride, one commute of me dropping off my kids, listening to it at 2x speed, and you can comprehend it, I've just listened to two podcasts in a car ride, which normally would just get me maybe one. So my ability to consume content.
He hacks everything.
So, and again, that's not me. To be very clear, this is not something that I discovered. It was just in my normal pursuit of content and being frustrated, upon which I could not go faster. I learned how to speed read. And then as part of learning the speed reading portion, I started stumbling across auditory consumption and started to understand the value of it. Right. And so that's what's, it's just, it's so it's,
I wish y'all could see Mike's face right now. Oh, he's like, what is,
dude, just, I'm
on?
Telling you, to Chris's point, start, you can't start it too, right? You can't start it too. It's like, if you're going to start working on sprint work, you don't do a 400 out of the gate, right? You maybe do a couple 30, 40 meter kind of runs. So start at like 1.25 and just get used to it, bro.
I'm very confused right now. Like,
what, the bus?
No, no.
No, about
not
you.
The school bus, about you. Oh. No, the school bus is the most sane thing that I've heard or see right now. Hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's technically kind of like a, it's technically a deadly sin. It's somewhat gluttony, right? It's somewhat like audio gluttony and speed reading gluttony. Like,
sure.
What is, I don't understand.
I would encourage you to try it.
No.
Because that's the only logical conclusion I came to after having this conversation with him, which I had your exact same reaction.
I don't want to consume that much, though.
But
maybe I don't want to.
Once you find a spot where you're like, oh, yeah, there's podcasts now that I listen to in 1.25 or 1.5, and I can't do them like regular speed. They sound like different people to me. And I'm like, just because you hear their voice, you're like, why is he talking so slow?
So you're telling me that you're trying to listen to us in 2X?
That's what he wanted to do.
If I could have, I would have. I don't have time to listen to a 2-hour podcast, but I can. If I can crank that down to an hour, I can sell myself on that. Now I can listen to it.
This is the problem with the world right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, you try.
I got stuff to really do. I got the other things I want to learn about.
I thought
about.
It was crazy too, but you really just try it. And test yourself. See how far
I get
you
this
go.
Reaction. No, to be fair, I get this reaction all the time. I really, really do. But there have been multiple people where I've had this discussion. And I don't go out and evangelize this. They just ask me, like, how do you learn about, how do you hear about all these things? So I just explain it. And to a person, they all look at me like I'm a maniac. And then they go try it and they come back. And the overwhelming majority say, you know, I now at least listen at 1.25. I've had very few people go, I just can't do it. I listen to it at 1. But most people up their game a little bit. So maybe I'm in a small way. I'm kind of contributing to lightening the world.
4X.
You get on Audible. You can go up to 4. I don't know how anybody would do that,
brother. That
sounds terrible.
You know, here's the thing though, right?
It doesn't even sound like talking.
No, hold on one second. Here's my thing about that, and this is the one thing I learned from my wife, right? I remember when we were pregnant with our daughter, and I was very much in that mode where it's like, I got to find out. I got to know, right?
Yeah,
which is very much equivalent to like, I got to listen to the podcast. I got to hurry up and listen, right?
Yeah, you go into binge mode of information.
My wife said to me, she busted me in the head with this. She goes, there's not a lot of surprises in this world. Why can't we let this be one of them?
Fair. Right?
I was like, oh, shit.
Try to argue
Fuck
with that.
Fuck me. Okay, well, wait, right? But it was fun, right? 9 months not knowing mm-hmm. and then finding out you had a girl and, you know, so on and so forth. And it's just like that's the experience of life, and I don't want to speed that up.
That's
like,
fine.
Why do you want to speed? I'm not down in it. I'm just like, that's just interesting that somebody would try that to listen to it twice. But it's not a downer. It's just like, I don't know.
Here's the thing to keep in mind though, is that you can still go back to 1. Like if there's a moment you really at a podcast or a book or whatever you really want to enjoy, you can go back. You can live those moments slowly.
So now you're wasting time.
But the rest of the stuff, you're like, yeah, I just want to hear it. And then if you get real interested, sometimes I'll even go back and do it again at slower speed if I'm like, what were they talking about? Like,
you ever do it at half the speed?
Oh, I don't know if that's an option, but no, that'd be brutal.
That shouldn't even be an option.
Anyway, so your thoughts, right? So what we did with World War II, we're talking about, we set up the bait, we entered into the war.
World War One as well.
Yes. And now here we are. There's Vietnam. A lot of conversation about Vietnam. Everybody's been having conversation. You know, number 3 is on the way. You know, W3 is on the way.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of this weird place where, you're right, we can't agree on the basics. And I feel like this circus just continues every day, and I feel like it's just a waste of time for us, right? Chris is laughing. It's true. You know what I mean?
Yes, we've talked about this many times.
Circus
is the only way to describe it.
So when you wake up every day, like, because it's getting to the point, this shit is important to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it
should be.
What are you thinking? I literally feel like, what the fuck is, what are we going to do?
Yeah. I 100% think that same thing is, where's this thing going? And are we at a point where this election is going to decide the next 200 years of this country? And I don't have the answer to that. I don't think anybody does. But I do think
that's the loudest Porsche I've ever seen.
That
was a Porsche.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Porsche, but it had an American Muscle feel to it, didn't it?
Yeah.
It really did.
It's a kit.
So those decisions are all going to get made, and all I think what we as just the everyday person can do is have conversations about it and work to see the other side and try to encourage those people to engage in conversations as well. And because what I find when I talk with folks, most of them are just working off of a headline that they heard or their preconceived notion. And then they're already mad about whatever. How you feel about Trump, it's so fascinating for me. And this is a perfect example is he has his diehard fans and then he has his people that
like me.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I'm one.
Right. And that, and then he's got the people that he could save a child out of a burning building and they would say, oh, he did that for this selfish
reason. He staged that.
Yeah. Staged
that. He put the kid in the burning building.
Yeah. He probably lit the fire. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So those people will never see any good in him. And I think the problem is when we get to that point, it's like, it's really hard for those people to communicate and you can't ever give anybody grace and you always assume the worst, right? Trump has been very clear on where he stands on abortion, but I still get on YouTube and I see ads from the other side saying, we all know that when Trump gets into office, he's going to put a national ban on abortion. And it's like, he's never even hinted at that. So how is it, when he speaks about it, what do you hear him saying? Because what I hear him saying is drastically different than what you're claiming right now. And so I just, that type of, and they're not dumb. So what is it they're trying to accomplish and who are they appealing to? And I would argue that they're appealing to people that are going to hate him no matter what and have that assumption for whatever reason. And that for whatever reason, that ad pushes them over the edge. And then I hope it's also going out to the people in the middle. And I'm hoping that they're going to be able to do some research and realize that that's just a completely false claim. I hope that our ads like that.
It's hard to find that information though. I've been down that path and I just want to find someone who's not lying to me or telling me how to think about a piece of information. I just want the information.
Agreed.
It's getting harder and harder to get.
But time out though. I'm super confused, right?
Yeah.
You're saying it's hard to find that information. And you're saying that people, like, for example, the national, the abortion ban bullshit, right? It's not hard to find the information on that. That's public knowledge. The Supreme Court sent the shit back to the states. That's essentially what happened. They didn't ban anything.
Let me rephrase. It's not hard. If you go looking for it, it's not that hard to find.
Right. So
But most people don't do that.
Once they read it.
They listen to what's around them. Right. And you never hear just the unedited truth in that dispel of information. It's always somehow, you know, people are going to put their own
twist on it,
headline twist, whatever, you know, whatever the information is, they're going to figure out a way to make it sound like how they want it to sound. That's and then they're going to give
media
you that.
And big tech. I'm going to play a clip for y'all because I heard it. I was going to talk about how people put a twist on this, right? You're going to hear a clip from a Bloomberg clip that aired earlier today about how Trump no longer cares about the economy. And the shit was like, it was wild. Listen to this.
Kamala Harris set to propose a federal ban on food and grocery price gouging. Polls, of course, have shown that the economy is the biggest issue for voters this November. And Trump holds a wide lead over Harris when it comes to economic policy. But yesterday, Trump downplayed the economy's role during a speech in North Carolina.
We're talking about a thing called the economy. They say it's the most important subject. I'm not sure it is, but they say it's the most important sort. Inflation is the most important, but that's part of economy.
And that's how they cut it, right?
Joining us now from Lotus Bloomberg's pod.
Right? That's where they cut it, right? Just to make a fucking story.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not what he said.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
And actually, if you listen to what he said, it's not the economy that's the problem. It's the thing that's inside the economy that's causing the issue, right? Our economic system is very complex and there's many things that make it work. Mm-hmm. And there are times where there are things
It's not fair to just classify it as the economy.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? But just to get the fucking ratings, just to get the numbers, let's just be honest, man.
Exactly.
Kamala Harris is only happening because of Trump. Joe Biden, nobody talks about Joe Biden.
If Trump wouldn't have actually accepted his invitation, he'd still be running right now.
No, but what I'm saying is for these, even bigger than that.
So yeah.
You want to go down the rabbit hole as a person that's in the media? If it's not for him, none of these networks make any money.
Sure.
Honestly. He doesn't show up for any of these things. He doesn't show up. No one makes money. Seriously. Do you think anybody wants to see any of them?
No.
Who the fuck's talking about? Who the fuck's selling their shirts? Who the fuck's selling a sneaker?
Yep.
If you want to talk about the popularity of it.
Sure.
That's the polarization that I can't get rid of. I'm wowed by that factor. But I'm also pissed off about everything else around it, right?
Yeah.
fuck. You go to the grocery, you say, shit, how much is shit costing? Come on, man. And no one's talking about, well, Trump's talking about that, but they're not. I don't understand it.
Well, Trump's actually proposed, here's what I'm going to do about it. As we talked about last time, we pulled up the campaign websites. I still laugh in dismay about that. It's just so glaringly obvious between all three candidates, actually, RFK Jr. too, that two of them had a clear, you know, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to address. And all she did the whole time was ask for money.
And that, and
it's like,
and,
what? What?
Because I think that they're trying to figure out
for
their,
what?
Their yeah. game plan.
Yeah, they might not be, she might not be the final nominee.
You think that's still being discussed?
No, I think, I don't know. That is, you and I would probably agree on that conspiracy. Because honestly, I was talking to a friend of mine today. He's a superior judge, state of New Jersey. And he actually said, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens during the DNC to see mm-hmm. how truly unified they are. Because he goes, I don't think they are. And I think you're going to get some of that come, you know, next week.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He says it's going to be a drastic difference between what you saw. And he went to the RNC, and he goes, it was drastically different. It was produced properly. It was, you could see the unification. He goes, it's going to be hard. And he goes, what is going to happen? She's going to get up there and give a speech. She has to.
Yeah.
How is she going to avoid giving a speech? You heard what happened when Trump gave his speech. They were cheering. So everybody must be getting a memo. Fuck, you better fucking cheer for her or else. Like what they're doing in the UK. You heard about that now?
What's that?
What are they doing? You know,
you're right. Dude, if you post the wrong shit.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. That's what? Scary.
Bro.
That's scary.
Bro. You haven't what heard about it? This?
No, tell me. Fill me in.
So there's now starting to be. So the Brits are starting to, from their perspective, what they would say is they're starting to wake up to the challenges of illegal immigration.
Oh,
and
okay.
they have been importing massive amounts of immigrants over the last however many years to the point where their percentage of immigrants to natural born citizens is, it's higher than ours, but we're edging up towards that. And so what's happening in a lot of instances, a lot of these immigrants are Muslim and they're having culture clashes on what's going on over there. And yeah. So there's been some protests. And so the little bit I've paid attention to is essentially they had a Celebrate Britain Day and they brought out Britons from everywhere and they got labeled by the government, by the media as far right fascist, you know, far right wing revolutionary, you know, Britons take to the street. And so Muslim groups had a counter protest. And then, but what started to happen was the police started to crack down on the Britons and left the Muslim groups to themselves. And some of them were brandishing weapons, not firearms, but knives, bats, whatever. And the British folks were the ones that were getting bullied and pushed and whatever else. And then the government came out and essentially, correct me if I'm wrong here, Mike, but to the effect of saying if you post videos or you make comments on social media that cast anyone of Muslim identification in a bad light, that is racist, that is hate speech.
Under arrest.
You're under arrest.
Wow.
Not even a question. Not even a question. Censorship at its best.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so there you go, bro. And that's making its way over here. With all this progressive shit that we're doing, and then we need
the queen back.
Huh?
So we need the queen back.
Yeah, no.
She would have not stood for this.
She wouldn't have stood for this. And now the question.
Ridiculous.
And then back on U.S. soil, here's a question right now.
Yeah. Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference?
Listen, the vice president and Governor Walz have been busy crisscrossing this country since the launch of this campaign.
But Michael, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference.
It's going to be inclusive.
Do you mind if I cut in? I mean, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference. Why hasn't she had a press conference? She's the vice president. She can handle the questions. Why not do it?
CNN.
We absolutely are going to do it. You hear her take questions as she's out on the stump. And she said last week, we're going to be having a sit-down interview here before the end of the month.
I don't want to, you know, belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
We will commit to directly engage with the voters that are actually going to decide this election. And that is going
to
be...
I'll turn that shit off,
commit
man.
To nothing.
I hate talking to clowns, you know.
Wow.
That dude's a clown.
Complete, who was that guy?
Her press communications person, luck, whatever,
can you,
whatever.
Can you imagine if she wins and you got to listen to that guy every day?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's your guy every day, giving you the White House press briefings.
That guy, you know. I mean... you couldn't duck it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, what do you say? I mean, you can't.
Well, here's my thing.
I think people are finally wise. What happened during the debate is people are wise to.
That ain't it, man. Listen, man, we live in a world right now where we are trying to normalize just lies, right? And believing the lies. And I believe, this is what I believe, this is my conspiracy. These motherfuckers are going to come out and she's just going to start spitting shit that she's never spit before, such as no tax on tips and all that stuff. She's just going to start.
Oh, going, she has flopped on almost everything so far.
No. But she's starting to take Trump's rhetoric and repeating
it. Yeah, the tips right? thing. Yeah, that was somebody
recently said she's probably two speeches away from saying, let's make America great again. Straight up. Somebody said that. I started laughing because I believe that she's going to, because think about it. And you're starting, I mean, I can't wait till you take the year to start studying politics and how all this shit works. I mean, this is going to be a whole nother conversation next year. But I'm interested to know, like, how many young voters this year are registered, right? Like, straight up going the fuck in because they were sold and gassed up in a kind of way by this party. Right, I'd like to know what the numbers look like. For all we know, we could come to another election year and go, fucking numbers were the same as last 4 years. Right? Nobody really gives a fuck, right? We could say that, and this was all the gaslighting shit, right? But my whole thing is, like, how do we, like, I'm interested to see that because these people are really at the point where she's going to get up there and straight up tell these motherfuckers, like, it's amazing how I woke up this morning and the sky was green. What? Oh, shit, the sky's really green. No, it's not. No, that is fucking green. I'm telling you, man, they're going to start just twisting and going into this policy mode where they're like, yeah, we're totally about, like, no tax on tips. Bitch, hold on. You were the one who signed the freaking, you were the deciding vote that said that you wanted the IRS to start taxing, you know, restaurants and so on and so forth. So my whole thing is, I think after this convention, I think they're just going to go into straight, like, political mode and start fucking lying to the American people, and we're going to get to the point we're going to be like, what's the old saying? You say it loud enough and long enough, mm-hmm. it becomes the truth.
So it reminds me of a story I heard. FBI did a study where they put a bunch of FBI agents in a room and then they put one just random guy off the street, and I might be mixing the order, but they essentially handed each guy a picture of an apple and they said, what do you see? And all the FBI agents went first, and then the unknowing individual went last. And they all said banana, banana, banana. It was a picture of an apple, banana, banana. So when it got to the guy, he looked at it, and while his eyes told him it was an apple, everybody else had been repeating that it was a banana. And he was like, well, I'm not going to be the only one saying it's an apple, so it's a banana. So that is what's so fascinating. Yeah. And when you hear some of the podcasts I listen to, they'll do these mashups of, like, they all get the same marching orders, right? Biden, sharpest attack, right? And so
I got that one too, yeah.
It's sort of like, and with Kamala right now, it's like, we never said she was the borders czar, never said she was the border, and then you can pull up borders czar,
yeah.
You know, all over the place. And so, yeah, that's really how you just keep repeating it over and over and over again, because what eventually happens is that permeates society. And so people just start talking about it as if it's the truth, even though there's no true verification of it.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just, you keep repeating it. You hear it on the nightly news. You hear it here. You hear it on this podcast, whatever. You just keep propping up that word or that phrase or just whatever message you want to convey. A lot of people are going to say, yeah, that makes sense. Sounds right. Right. How many people, I still have conversations with people that think that Putin is trying to reconstitute the Soviet Union. I don't know how to converse.
But think about it. Why? You don't, but see, but first of all, the person that thinks that knows no different, right? The person that knows that, the person that says that, not knows that. The person that said that to you, for example, knows no different. The person that said that to you heard it from somewhere else, right? The person that said that to you is fucking following sheep, like, motherfucker. Have you been to fucking Russia? Well, how the fuck do you, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just to the point right now. Joe Rogan had some funny shit on recently where he was like, man, I don't believe, he goes, after COVID, I don't believe we went to the fucking moon. I don't believe Michelle Obama's a woman. I don't believe, like, there's a whole bunch of shit that he said. You know what I'm saying? Because he goes, I don't believe none of this shit anymore. And I don't fucking blame him.
The level of trust is at an all-time low.
It is, right? Yeah. And my whole thing is, like, the only thing I can do is just basically go on what I felt. Like, I know that shit. Trump was rogue.
Yes.
Nobody liked him.
Yes.
He had some cool ideas. And I was like, I'll fuck with him. Because the shit, obviously, this shit ain't working. And I fell for that. And this is 2008 all over again. This is fucking identity politics. This is Obama in female form, which is probably what he wanted to be anyway.
True.
So my whole thing is, I'm not going to fall for that, right? I don't give a fuck what you are. Like, as long as you could, if your bank account's right.
That's right, man.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Stock market's doing well. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Right?
In that regard, yeah.
You know? If you can play, if you can go, and this gets into the more like, I don't know what the basic structures of agreeing on things are, like you said earlier, but
Maslow.
You know, no, I'm saying
that's
like
hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, you know, boys should just play boy sports. Girls should like. Shit, I want to go back to regular shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. That's so. It was interesting. You're talking about Trump and how he was rogue, and I think as I'm paying attention to his campaign now. I feel like he's gotten away from that a little bit, where when he came on the stage, if you heard some of his early debates, I don't know which debate it was with Hillary, but he literally, the first opening salvo was just about, oh, well, she takes money from George Soros. She takes money from the WEF. She does this. She and just, well, as the kids say now, he just cooked her, totally cooked her. Right. And he kept up that rhetoric throughout and just, it was amazing how he had a, like, I do not give an F, right? And I feel like he could take that same approach now, but now he's getting so caught up in competition with the Biden campaign and, or just Biden's time in office, to where he's, to me, he's starting to come across as like the high school quarterback that was the peak. And now he's 30 and he's still talking about how great high school was. Like, dude, 4 years. That was great. Your 4 years. Thank you. Thank you for your service. I don't want to talk about that anymore and use that as a baseline for how bad things are. How about we just all agree things aren't great right now? Yeah. How are you going to solve these problems?
What are you going to change?
Yeah. Don't tell me. Well, I dropped immigration 10 years ago.
Hold on a second. I would agree to that. And I would disagree to that. I would agree to that in the realm of, he talks about energy independence, right? He talks a lot about that.
Smart.
And he did. He was well on his way when he was in office, right? I mean, I remember when he sat down with those people at NATO and he said, you know, this is some bullshit, man.
Yep.
You know, the amount of money we're paying to protect you, but then you end up buying your natural gas. We talked about it. You buy your natural gas from Russia and blah, 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 shit. So I think we do need to go back to 4 years from now, because he 4 years ago, because he has to make his point. Like, this is where I'm going to resume, right? Because when we were here, we were headed in the right direction. You hear the fucking, and then the news story says, oh, he's going to be a dictator on the first day. And that's not what he meant.
No,
right?
Not
he just
all.
Meant, I want to fucking drill so we can get shit happening. Right. And let's just be very basic. Let's dumb it down for everybody. Let's not be the historian. Let's not sound fancy. Let's not use any fucking fancy words. Right. You fucking open up you start drilling for fucking oil. What happens? It changes a lot of shit. When I say a lot of shit, down to the point to how your food gets to you, it's going to change the cost of that.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying?
The ripple effect of.
So I wouldn't agree. I would disagree. I would agree. Here's the other part that I would agree with you on is, yes, shit is bad. We need to know what you're going to do. Like, one of the things that he talks about is this massive deportation process he's going to do. I don't know about that, bro.
I know.
How the fuck are you going to pull that off? You know what I mean?
For that.
Like,
you can't get anybody pay for anything.
Yeah, you know? So it's like, at the end of the day, like, you're saying this, but how are we going to do that? Like, let's talk about that. And I think, honestly, if we could just say, like, if he could get out of his fucking feelings and just talk about that shit takes you to the finish line.
100%.
And then once you get to the finish line, bro, on January 20th, you do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly. Right. You are untouchable for 4 years now with the presidential immunity.
And then you're not even running again, so who cares? Do what the fuck you want. Go after them. Do the whatever.
Right.
But let's just fucking, you know, let me know what you're going to do.
Yeah,
and fucking do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Finish the fucking wall if the wall's the answer.
Finish it.
Put some fucking goddamn electricity through it, so if anybody
I hope you can drain the swamp.
It works in Egypt. Work that. They got a big old motherfucking wall in Egypt. It works fine.
Does it?
Yeah, does its job.
Must not have worked well with the Israelis, though. Their wall got all fucked up. That's a whole nother conspiracy theory that's for a whole
Pearl Harbor 2.0, right?
Oh, shit, man. The most advanced country in the weapon system in the entire world that not even a fly can get past them and they not know it. Some dudes put some freaking lawnmower packs on their back and flew right over the freaking border.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. That's a whole nother conspiracy podcast show coming soon. You know, but the question is, though, all right, cool. So where do we go from here? Because you know what's going to happen. The next 3 weeks, you're going to be pounded with Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh,
so where do you go from here? What do we do? You always say, Chris, you're the fucking dude that always like, you got to get involved. What the fuck are we
doing? Well, my biggest fear, like you mentioned at the top of the show, is you feel like we're on this sort of precipice of a major, you know, potential turning point. My biggest fear is that nothing changes. Is that if, you know, the Harris administration to me seems like just a lot of the same old stuff. And as a moderate middle libertarian, I feel like now more than ever, everybody else is wise to the fact that we are so broken and we need people that will come in and make changes and do things differently. And that's the thing I see different this time around with Trump is I think he's been smarter so far about who he picks as his allies. He's been smarter about his positions on things. He's been slightly less reckless, like coming in. It was the Trump show the first time around. And I think now there's some element of the revenge tour that's coming, but I don't know. It just, something's different about him where I don't see the same guy that I used to get a little bit more nervous about.
It's called
I
got shot at.
I think that could be part of it too. I'm worried that he's a guy that I really actually think can get in here and make some changes. Like we've talked about before, I think he's made some commitments to libertarians and such that no one else has done before. So it's like, okay, well maybe there's room that we can shake this up a little bit. Right. And if it doesn't happen for him, I'm like, I can't see him coming back a third time to do this again. And I don't know.
This is the last.
I don't know who's going to come in and give it a good go. You know?
I mean, I'll be
and
honest.
We need somebody to come in and challenge the establishment now more than ever. Yes.
Yeah, these elites are on some next shit right now. And the way that this is all playing out, I drive through this neighborhood and it's like I get super and I'm trying not to get deflated because I got to keep my blinders on. This is just one point of view, right? But it's just like I think to myself, how do you all go to the polls, right, and say we're going to vote for this guy, right? And then halfway through that guy says, well, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm going to give it to her. You're supposed to say, nah, who told you we wanted her? Like, we should all go back and say, do we want her, right? Mm-hmm. So the coronation happened, and it's like it's almost like everybody in this fucking neighborhood went from, like, Biden's our guy to, like, they just waited for the fucking new signs to come up to swap him out.
Exactly.
Like, bitch, that doesn't concern you. You were just lied to.
Terrifies me.
Yeah.
You were just lied. And the funny part about it is, though, let me take that back. The little Biden signs that were up, right? Because nobody was saying shit. A lot of signs weren't up. Now they're starting to go up more ever since he stepped down, mm-hmm. right? People are saying, all right, cool. I'm going to put the Harris sign in. And then soon the Walt signs are going to come in. The $25 are going to go out. But my whole thing is people aren't questioning the fact that they were lied to. That's the part that bothers me the most.
I agree with you.
In my neighborhood, they replaced the Biden-Harris signs with vote blue signs. So it's...
like, don't fucking matter.
First of all, I think that's such a terrible message to send. It's like, vote a party. Like, no, what if the entire party is horrible? And this isn't a Republican or Democrat. I would feel... I would never put... And I'm conservative, but I would never put vote red in my driveway. Because, you know what? There's some terrible Republicans.
I would put vote out incumbents.
Yeah, I would.
That's what my sign would say.
Vote the person or something like that. But, like, when you're
vote out every establishment.
Yeah. When you are just saying, we're going to vote for this party no matter what, you're admitting that you don't have an open mind in this, that you know they're the worst people, so we're the only good people, they're the bad people, that's why I can only ever vote this color. And I just don't think
it's us against them.
It's us
that
against
summarizes
them.
Summarizes how never, it feels around here in the last decade.
Yeah.
I got to say this though, Adam, like I there's not one Democrat that I like right now. So I'm voting a party. No kidding. There's really not though. They haven't captured me. I mean, Obama captured me because he was black, so that was fucked up. But prior to that, they hadn't captured me since Clinton did. Actually agreed with some of the shit that he did. And that was it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I really wasn't a big fan of Bush. Nah. Obama was like, he's black, put him in office. And then 4 years later, I was like, fuck him. I'm going to vote for Romney. Right? Because Romney actually made some sense. Found out he was a freaking rhino. But my whole thing is, they don't have anything good. They don't have a good... But I agree with you. You shouldn't just vote blue. You shouldn't just vote red. Everybody says vote policy, right?
Yeah.
What is going to benefit you? And right now...
Small government.
Yeah,
yes.
but right now, though, the way that the left is doing it is there's such a narrow-minded form of thinking right now that they are allowed to... They raise so much money, right? That they are allowed to buy votes, and they gaslight you so much, right? She raised how much money after we're talking about this coronation thing? She gets announced, and everybody dumps money into it. All the fucking signs go out, right? We just talked about it. Mm-hmm. They lied to you, but fuck it. We're still supporting them. Okay, cool. No, I still don't understand that, right?
She's better than being alone, I guess.
But here's what they did.
I guess I'll put a Harris down.
There you go. So then here's what they fucking did. They got all this, you know, they raised all this money. Then they started paying like all these, going back to my point about these younger guys, they started paying all these influencers and all this shit to post all this fucked up content. For a while, dude, I was like, the algorithm on my social is fucked up. There's too much Kamala love on this bitch. Like, it just doesn't happen. Come to find out, she was paying people. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's not crazy. It's smart marketing, but it's so frustrating.
So you're gaslighting these kids to fucking, you know, you're basically having them fund your fake story that you're telling them. Think about that and get back to me.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, I'm confident Trump's going to take it. I think the debate's going to say a lot. But what do you think is going to happen come November? Who do you see taking it?
I honestly don't know. Anytime I think rationality is going to win out, I'm usually disappointed. And I would think that after the first debate, it would become very apparent that one individual can think on their feet and the other one cannot.
Chris.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, it's hard to answer that question because I'm not sure who the ticket is.
Okay, so let's pretend that it's the ticket that we have been force-fed to accept against Trump and Vince.
Okay, and RFK is there as an independent?
I mean, are they still letting it? Yeah, he's there.
Well, if RFK is there, RFK wins.
You think so?
In a debate, absolutely. Yeah.
No, he's not there. No, I'm talking about the election, man. I don't know if they're going to let him on the ticket, but yeah, if they do, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think he could hurt Trump, but I think I like a lot of things about him. I think Trump needs to figure out a way to get him formally on his team, even though it's not vice president. And I think that would help him in the election. But at the end of the day, I think the people you're describing, the influencers, and I think the people that are, you know, the polling and all this kind of stuff, I don't think it accurately represents the people that are going to go out and vote. And I think a lot of those people are more in the Trump camp. So I don't trust any of the data that I've seen for a lot of examples that the media just lies and manipulates anyway. But I think Trump's in a good spot, personally.
There's a feeling that she's going to win the popular and he's going to control the electorate. Which
that would be typical,
I don't
though.
Really care. That's fine with me.
A win's a win.
I mean, that's all I give. 270 is what you need, right? So if we can get there.
Trump didn't win the popular last time.
No?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, but he still won.
But the crazy part is, though, from the first time to the second time for re-election to the third time, his popularity has increased.
Agreed, right? Yeah.
Dramatically. Yeah. Especially over certain, like, black men, certain groups, you know, Hispanics. He's, you know, he's definitely grown in those areas. So I can't say that he couldn't give her a run for her money popularity-wise. Simply because people are seeing, you know, like, this shit is fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, when he said that shit when he was talking to the Christians, just come out and vote, and then you'll never have to vote anymore, I promise. And they took
that's
that
a great example of the
taking it out of context.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But it's like, if they're coming out and everybody else comes, like they show out, and that's a different story, yep. right? Versus having to listen to, oh, by the way, could you tell me what she's saying here? Yeah. No, not that. That's it. Oh, it's messing me up. Where's my thing? Was that, did I mess that up? Oh, man, I don't have
curious, what,
yeah,
what
tell me what this
button.
Means. Tell me what this means.
Our moment in our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning.
What comes in the morning?
We did it. We did it, Joe.
Oh, God.
I can't. No, seriously, this really would sound really bad, right? Saying this, but that lady, not a woman, that particular person is not qualified to be commander in chief of this country.
Yeah.
People would say that you have a very biased view, Mike.
No, they'd call you a racist.
No.
First.
How would they call me a racist?
Yeah, they can't.
How is that fucking possible?
They would do it.
The white women would call me racist.
Sure they would.
Yeah.
And then she'd want me to believe that I'm a racist.
Yes. They would try so hard to make
hater.
You feel that
you're
way.
You're a race hater. You're yeah. self-hatred.
Really?
Yeah.
And I would tell her she has no white guilt. You should be sovereign in your white guilt. I heard that one time, actually. A principal of a school said that she suffers from her white guilt.
What wow, does what that
a,
even
what a
mean?
Great way to become a victim by saying you victimized other people.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Her white guilt. God. So, you know, I just...
We did it. Yeah. We did it, Joe.
God.
What I say to that is... Do it again.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully we can have more conversation and it gets even better. I just want to do commentary on the next 80-something days. And I appreciate y'all for doing this with me. Final words. If you were to tell somebody something about your thoughts on where and what we need to do, Adam, what would it be?
Wow, that was a very...
As far as our conversation, yeah, like, yeah. To summarize.
Well, what I would say is... A lot of this is a lot bigger than any of us individually. So I think your responsibility, you really have three choices. You can either aim for the highest possible good, you can aim for mediocrity, or you can aim for malevolence. So each of those have three equal opportunities to pick from. Pick the highest possible good you can aim for and expect that to impact your family, your community, and hopefully that will trickle up.
Translation, Trump 2024. Okay, so I will say this. He did say this. He's like, I'm not trying to do this just to get into the to idolizing a political figure and all that shit. Isn't that what you gave me that?
What?
Did I no, do? You said you didn't want to do this if we were going to get into the whole rambling of politics and actually polarizing political figures. And I'm sorry, I can't help it.
No, it's all right. I can understand.
Because I'm a fan.
And people, you're passionate.
Listen, I'm sorry, but I just have always felt that this guy can take us where we need to go. Whether that's good or bad, he's made us realize that we have a fucking problem. And we always have.
Agree with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That is the one thing that I can say that he has brought to the forefront. That swamp shit is real.
100%.
And they've been gaslighting and fucking us up for a minute. It took somebody.
They're scared of him, man.
Yes.
They're really scared.
Yes.
I mean, look at the recent events. Yes. They are terrified that he's going to come in and he is going to do something that is going to ruin the gravy train that they've been on for a long time.
Yes. And I'm eager to find out why. Because everyone you talk to that is opposed to him can't tell you why, and they can't tell you why they're for the other side. Like, they cannot tell you why.
Because they're scared of the big bad wolf. Because that's what the media tells them to do.
You know, and big tech, obviously. I mean, they all work hand in hand, right?
So yeah, true.
You know, but I mean, so that's, we just got to sit back and enjoy the show. The popcorn.
Yeah.
The it's word, gonna be interesting. The word salads.
90 days or whatever.
Huh?
It's going to be an interesting 90 days from here on out.
I just hope my man keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah.
That's all I hope.
That's always one of his biggest challenges.
All right.
So. Vote early, too.
He's done all right.
Doesn't want to vote early.
Why?
if there was ever a time for something to happen on election day, this would be the year. So get your vote in before that happens.
How do you know your shit's going to make it to where it needs to make it?
I think it has a higher likelihood.
How do you know it's going to?
On November 2nd.
From the elementary
November
school.
November 7th.
So actually, yeah, I got your point. If there's, yes, I get it. We need to go back to paper ballots. That's what. But I thought about the same thing you did, and I started thinking.
That's an aggressive.
What is that? Blower. Is that your guy?
Oh,
he needs to calm that down, man. We're going to end this early because we got some yard work to do.
Man.
All right. So my point about voting early, you know, I get paranoid about that. Is the shit going to, you know what I mean? Versus.
Yeah.
Like the fact that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're saying like, well, is my shit really going to fucking count? When it really, at the end of the day, I hate to tell you people, it really doesn't, right? Does a popular vote even really, I mean, it doesn't.
No,
really,
no, but they're swing states.
Yeah. Sure.
That their electoral votes are what you need.
Yeah.
Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, very Wisconsin,
yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So, all right, man. That's it. It was a great conversation, y'all. Thanks for being on the Porch Pod.
Yeah.
We got to.
Sorry about the background noise.
It's
I got sound deadening devices next time.
It's actually, it's yard day, y'all. So we'll catch you later. See you, bye.
Yeah. They ask you who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See there I go, go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
The best around, it just depends if I'm in your town. Yeah.